Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for connecting with me as we journey together for a few minutes today. Once again, I will reflect on the Gospel of the day in our daily Mass readings. I will end with a short meditation on the fourth sorrowful mystery of the Holy Rosary. The Rosary Meditations from Father Patrick Payton are from a book entitled Father Payton's Rosary Prayer Book, published by Ignatius Press in 2005. The Gospel for today comes from St. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 3 and 11 through 32. I love this passage about the prodigal son who had everything, received his inheritance, squandered it all, came to his senses while remembering his father's house, and finally returned home. You may have heard this story before, but we can relate to many characters in this account of the prodigal son. Perhaps we relate to the love and mercy of the father, who did his best to provide for his family. The father also showed great mercy, patience, and kindness, not only to his son, who was lost, but also to the son, who was envious and jealous of his brother, because his father had slaughtered the fattened calf, and threw a huge party to celebrate the return of his son, who had been away. Maybe you can identify with the son who strayed from his father's home and protection. Sometimes we stray from the path as God's children, even when we struggle with sin and evil. Like the father, God, our Heavenly Father, waits for us to return to Him. We can receive this grace if we feel sorrow in our hearts, return to God the Father, and tell Him we are sorry and wish to be home with Him once more. The other brother is someone we may relate to, as we sometimes compare ourselves to others or complain about what they have. A better approach is to celebrate others, especially since each person is unique and God has given them specific gifts and abilities that can be used to improve our world and advance the kingdom of God. Remember the father's words to his complaining son and put yourself in the scene. My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. The carrying of the cross is the fourth sorrowful mystery of the Holy Rosary. Please reflect on this mystery while praying today, one Our Father and 10 Hail Marys for your homework. God is no respecter of position, but we are. When the Magi spoke of the Savior's birth, all Jerusalem was troubled, but only because Herod was troubled. And another Herod had not wanted to kill John the Baptist. He consented only out of respect for his guests. The whole purpose of life through the Pharisees was to impress people with a show of piety. Human respect led Peter to deny Christ, and human respect led Pilate to condemn him to death. When the crowd shouted, "If you free him, you're no friend of Caesar," Pilate's resistance gave way and he left Jesus to their mercy. Human respect, fearing what others will think about our actions, often generates sin and robs every virtue of its merit. Do I act to please God or others? Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.